Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, "Hey, Marky"? It might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
A busy day for the Milwaukee Bucks yesterday, keeping most of the band together, but they'll need a new rim protector addition. The Evan Cohen scheduled to appear addition. The David Bakhtiari with a pretty good zinger about weddings and quarterbacks addition. And tell you what, man, a lot of my Packers fan buddies, fellow dads of Sydney's teammates of various sports, were very excited about a potential, in their mind anyway, Packers acquisition addition. I'm not sure I share their optimism. Of Wilde and Tausch. On 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free, all-customizable ESPN Wisconsin app, which you can find both in the Android and Apple app stores. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios from his undisclosed location. He is the Packers Hall of Famer. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great this morning, Jason. So if I'm reading what you were saying, your Packer buddies think TJ Watt's coming to Green Bay. Is that what I'm gleaning from this?
Oh, snap.
Well, it was a tease I was going to pay off later. But yeah, that's exactly who it is. That's what they're getting their hopes up.
Why?
Why what?
Why are they getting their hopes up?
He is over 30.
Yeah, I don't know why they would. Because
you
he's...
Think, have we, so, do they listen to the show?
Have we learned
folks
nothing?
Listen to the show?
They do. They do. They do.
So if they listen to the show, which we appreciate, by the way.
Yeah, they do very much. Thank you. Yes, we appreciate you.
We have been pretty... the Green Bay Packers have a way of doing business. And I think it works. And I know the naysayers can say, well, you know, I haven't won a championship in 15 years. Yeah, can't argue with you. It's true. But much like the Jalen Ramseys and the Hendricks, all of these other big-name folks,
mm-hmm.
You ain't going to get – it's if it's just one thing, we can probably do it. If it's two, I don't homer this, but I would put it less than 3% chance. Because I see that the Pittsburgh Steelers made the moves in yesterday. They ended up getting rid of Minkah Fitzpatrick. They brought in Jalen Ramsey. It feels like they're trying to do an all-in bit, but really kind of, sort of. And T.J. Watt's got 1 year left on his deal.
Mm-hmm.
If it was just trading to get T.J. Watt and you get him for this year, yeah, I could see Goody throwing a third. Maybe sprinkling even up to if he wins a Super Bowl with the Green Bay Packers, give him a second. I could see Goody doing that. He ain't giving up a first, but I could see him doing that. But he's not going to pay T.J. Watt $40 million a year, which, by the way, is what he's going to ask for.
Mm-hmm.
Miles Garrett got 40-some-odd million.
Mm-hmm.
You think T.J. Watt thinks he's less of a player than Miles Garrett?
Mm-mm.
And I think Miles Garrett's about the same age, right? Maybe a little bit younger than T.J., but I don't know. You'd have to fact-check me on that. The Green Bay Packers are not going to give up picks and pay $40 million a year over. And I don't want to poo-poo. Listen, I love hypotheticals. It's one of the, I love this show for that. You know, we get to if there was any opportunity and gleaning that this could happen, I would love for T.J. Watt to be lining up as a defensive end in this new defense. He'd be fantastic. I think he'd be great. But they're not going to pay him $120 million and give 60 to 80 of it guaranteed. It's just not going to happen. So correct me and put this up on Freezing Cold Takes when T.J. Watt is traded to the Packers over the 4th of July. And Jason has to get out of his big, beautiful pool in his yard to go write about
volleyball court.
Okay. He has to get out of his volleyball court.
You have a volleyball court
this
now?
Ain't happening.
All right. So a couple things as Tausch requested. Miles Garrett is 29 years old. He will turn 30 on December 29th. So he had his 29 on the 29th golden birthday last year. So he will be 30. T.J. Watt, on the other hand, already is 30. He will turn 31 on October 11th. October 11th.
Still
so he'll be
shocked.
31.
Still shocked that this Morgan Wallen concert, that the Watt boys didn't walk him out. Like, I'm very surprised by that.
Yeah, who did it the first night? Because it was Favre on night
there,
two.
I don't know.
Favre, I don't believe anybody walked him out on the first night.
That's his right? Like, that's his
deal. He was wearing a Joe Thomas jersey, though, right? He was wearing a Joe Thomas jersey.
He had a Joe Thomas jersey on in the rain on Sunday night, yes. Mm. And it made me wonder. Ron Dayne is the greatest Badger of all time.
Ron,
I don't think anybody's going to argue.
Ron Dayne! Yep.
Is anybody going to argue me on that? Heisman Trophy winner, Rose Bowl champion, all-time leading rusher. I don't think you can argue with me on that. You can. You're not going to sway me. And ironically, if you ask me who I think the greatest running back is in the history of our program, I'm putting JT23 right up there because I haven't seen anybody do what he did. JT23 was just a freak. Ron was just a plow horse. Like, he just worked, and it was hard, and it was – but team success matters when it comes to that stuff. But straight talent, Melvin and JT23, whoop. Know what you think?
Okay, so wait a minute. I guess I'm confused, and we'll get
Why
back
are you
to,
confused?
We'll get back to T.J. Watt a little bit later. Another one of the great Badgers of all time, along with his brother, J.J. So Ron is the greatest Badger player, but he's not the greatest running back? Or you're doing the talented versus most accomplished? Like Rodgers versus Brady.
Jason, because talent is great. We all
talent
love having
outs.
Talent.
Denny taught me.
Yeah, right there. Talent outs.
Nice.
Yeah,
I don't
talent
have
outs,
that on mine.
No doubt. And the point on this is all of that is great, but there has to be some benefit to producing and winning. And that's why I get so upset with people when they tell me that Russell Wilson's the greatest quarterback to ever come through Wisconsin. No, he's not. He maybe is the most talented, but no. Like, it just, that's just not fair to Brooks, and it's not fair to Daryl Bevel. It's not. There has to be some reward for actually getting things done. Like, that is why, that's what sports are. Sports are about talent. Sports are about all that. But you got to deliver the goods, too. When you deliver the goods, you reap them. To the victor go the spoils. I don't know how many times I've heard that. So,
is that
Ron Dayne
is
the most accomplished and the greatest Badger. But I would argue that JT23 was probably a greater running back. And I don't know if that makes any sense to you. It makes a ton of sense to me.
Yeah, I appreciate you explaining it, because it does make sense. Okay. Melvin Gordon, close?
Yeah, he's right there, man.
See,
you talk about a special player. But yeah, JT23, if I'm ranking JT23, I've never seen anyone. The load he carried by himself, and when he left, we saw what happened. I mean, he was explosive beyond belief. Huh?
Wasn't he is he the last great, great running back? Like, this used to be not only offensive line you, but wasn't it running back you? And who followed him that was nearly as productive as him? Like, we
all
had that
I know
great...
is he was so special.
Yeah, no doubt.
I can't put anybody else from the post JT23 even in the same two tiers. As far as where
right.
I just I can't.
So anyway, Ron Dayne, greatest Badger, but Joe Thomas's jersey being worn by Morgan Wallen was where
we veered
off the road.
Joe Thomas is in that conversation. We're not in Mount Rushmore season. Well, actually, it is July.
It is.
It is July.
Sure.
This is like exactly
Mount
Rushmore season. This is it.
All right,
might
let's
expand
do
it to
it,
five
then.
Presidents, from what I understand.
So who are we doing? Who are going to be our four? There's a long history.
Hey, seriously, if the current president is contemplating having himself added to the mountain, does that mean when we do Mount Rushmores,
Jason?
Do we get a fifth?
If you want to go do a
It's not a political show at all. I'm just asking,
Jason.
If
Jason,
the president could add
what
himself,
you do.
No one
can. No, Jason. This is what you do.
Rushmore.
You got four. I just was out at Mount Rushmore when everything else was closed and South Dakota was wide open and they had record years. South Dakota has four presidents on their Mount Rushmore. Right? That's what Mount Rushmore
currently.
Is. So until things change, Jason, I'm not going to go down your road, your political road, and your political stuff.
He's the man said that
I
he
understand.
Wants to be added.
Five.
I would like to have a fifth. It would make these exercises a lot better. That's all I'm saying, because I struggle to limit things to four. That's all I'm asking for. I want a fifth spot. Let's see why this is political at all. Wasn't political at all.
So anyways, if you're going to do your four, which is what Mount Rushmore is, until Jason and Donald Trump change it, this is where we're at. So Ron Dayne is 100% on it. Joe Thomas is 100% on it. I think that's where you start getting into some arguments about who the other two are going to be. I would guess J.J. Watt would be on it for most people. J.J. played how many years at Wisconsin? It was a two or three that he played meaningful snaps.
Let me get that information for you.
And you have to start looking at offensive line. Who is the great? Like, you got Joe. Is there another
O-line?
J.J. Watt
played only two seasons.
Yeah, but his two seasons were super impactful. T.J. Watt played three seasons, and I don't know if he was more impactful. I think I have two, and I don't know who else I want to put in. Like, I have to think about the other two at a pretty high level to get this down to where I want to be.
Well, the only other Heisman Trophy winner
I'm only players, because Barry Alvarez obviously would be on there. But I only want to go players today.
Did T.J. Watt only play two seasons?
I thought he was there three and maybe only played two.
Yeah, according to College Football Sports Reference, he only played the 15 and 16 seasons. So
you know who really ended up getting the short end of college football. And
Brooks
I think
Bollinger.
I don't know if you No, Brooks Bollinger got a lot out of college football.
Okay.
Maurice Claret, I feel, has a really good argument to get some money back from the NCAA because of how that all played out. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how his career arc changed because of what the NCAA and how that played out.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
And how it is now? Yep, 100%. Okay, so we're doing... We began...
I got two. I think we need to take calls and see, and with Evan Cohen coming up, I'm sure he'll have some snarky...
He will.
I don't know what snark he'll put in there.
So we started with T.J. Watt to the Packers. We ended
Let me ask you this. When your buddies tell you this, do you give them any glimmer of hope, or are you shutting it down pretty quickly?
You got to give them hope. You got to give them hope.
Why?
So you're just lying
Why?
To your friends.
Why do you lie? Why do you lie?
Come on home, Tej. Come on home. I don't do absolutes. Do I think it's highly, highly, highly unlikely? I do.
I just didn't do absolutes. I gave it a 3% and less.
I know you did.
Are you going higher than 3%?
Yeah, 3.8. Here's the question. Do they have the cap space to front load a deal and do one of these kind of 2-year deals, you know, have him really just 2 years and then, you know, he can be unhappy with his existing contract? Yeah. Do I think the Steelers, with what they're doing, are interested in trading him despite the Minkah Fitzpatrick trade? No, I do not. I think they are authentic when they say they want to sign him and keep him. They are going all in-ish with Aaron Rodgers. So I don't believe that they are going to trade him. That said, the Packers were wrong on him in 2017 when there were some questions about who exactly was making all the decisions from a football perspective.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
And
can we all go back and say that in a lot of cases the fans are wrong?
Sure.
Can we all go back and say the fans were correct in their assessment that T.J. Watt should have been a Packer? Because you stood up on the podium for years and said, let's see, there's two players, and we all love Vinny Beagle.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin King, I don't know how many people loved Kevin, but whatever. And anyone that was sitting there saying it was it ended up being a colossal mistake not taking T.J. Watt. That is now written into the books.
And as I have said many times when I would mention our buddy Vince Beagle, the Green Bay Packers scouting department believed that there was very little difference between T.J. Watt and Vince Beagle in terms of how they rated them, and they did not rate T.J. Watt as a first-round pick, and that is a failure of their scouting department.
They missed in their evaluation. I also believe that there were some within the organization that were very, very concerned about his ability to stay healthy. That was another concern that they had, and I think that was part of the reason they felt okay not bringing him in. And, you know, unfortunately, then the question is, because what year did he get drafted, 18?
17.
Right? 17.
Mm-hmm. The year before Goody took over.
Did the Packers have World's Champ? Do the Packers have a World's Championship if T.J. Watt is in green and gold? Definitely would have helped.
Yes,
I don't think we'd
wouldn't
be having these conversations about getting home and having an elite pass rusher, because T.J. Watt has been an elite pass rusher for a long time.
And they could have reallocated their resources so they wouldn't have had to sign both Za'Darius Smith and
Would
Preston
T.J.
Smith.
Watt, at this point in his career, say, you know what, Pittsburgh, you owe it to me. Green Bay, you don't. I'd go play on a one-year deal in Green. Because if they could get him to just play for this 1 year and then be a free agent, and they said they won't
for
tank
$40 million?
No. This year under his current contract, whatever it is.
Not a chance.
Okay, that's what I was asking. Because if that is the case, if T.J. Watt says, I love Pewaukee, I love the state of Wisconsin.
Want to finish
Pittsburgh,
at home.
You hadn't done right by me. Green Bay's going to give you a third for me. I ain't ever re-signing with y'all. You guys have low ball. You just haven't taken care of old Tej. I want to go home. I want to play a year. The Packers have assured me they won't franchise me. I'm playing this year out, and then I'm going to go get bonko dollars from somebody in an unrestricted, completely free agent market. Would you, as a Green Bay Packer, give up a third? I'm signing up tomorrow to do it.
Yeah, he wouldn't, but
I agree.
Would.
But, hey, you're doing this whole creepy, come on.
That's your move. Don't call it creepy. You're the one who does that.
When I do it, it ain't creepy. When you do it, it's creepy.
Okay.
If you play, I agree. I don't think T.J. Watt is going to give up $80 to $90 million to do it. I wouldn't if I was him. But if this happens and it gets ugly and it gets to be September, and there's an impasse, boy, he'd look good in green and gold. He'd look good in green and gold.
What? And
hey, T.J., come on home. Come on home.
You're such a dink. Tell us about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, please.
You almost said something. I didn't hear that N in there.
Oh, it was in there, bro.
Else,
let's enunciate that more next time.
Yeah, I was going to say you are very flippant about that, and I am not flippant. When it becomes a new month, I get a little jittery. I'm a little nervous because it's a new read, new month at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And for windows with the strongest resilience. To always talk about athletics and resiliency and how you need it. Well, you need it with your windows, too. You need the Pella Experience. The Pella Experience Center lets you see it, lets you feel it, open and close and compare dozens of windows and door options from seven different Pella lines, and you just put it there side by side. Vince Beagle, T.J. Watt can do it all right now. Stop by soon, because if you order by July 31st, you can get zero interest for up to 5 years. Certain restrictions do apply. Visit the Pella Experience Center in Brookfield or schedule your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
So just to be clear, when I do the come on home, creepy. When you don't, when you do it, not creepy. And when you say you can see it, you can feel it, also not creepy?
Correct. That is correct, okay. Yes.
More non-creepy Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
We were a little all over the mappy there, which I know is not off-brand.
We were, but I think the general thought process is for Packer fans getting excited. I'm not gonna. I don't love urinating in people's Cheerios at 9:27 on a holiday week. But I just want to, and I'm not always right. Am I right a lot? Yeah, but I'm not always right. And I just don't see any path forward here that makes any sense for the parties involved to make this happen. Unless T.J. Watt is willing to play out the final year of his deal with his hometown team compared to playing it with the team he's played his whole career with. If that is the case, awesome. But the Green Bay Packers are not going to pay $37 to $42 million a year for a 31-year-old defensive end. That is not... And give up picks. Like, that's just not how they operate. And I know there's a new sheriff in town, and I get all of that, but there's not a new sheriff when it comes to the general manager and the capologist. And it's just not how they do business. And frankly, they do business the right way. You get younger, you get cheaper, you don't pay old players. You certainly don't pay them big bonko deals when they weren't here and give up compensation to do it. And that's why I just think it's less than 3% that it could happen.
And that has been your Bucks free agency updates before we talk to Evan Cohen. I do want to get back to TJ Watt. I do want to get back to Mount Rushmore. Also, I would like to state for the record, despite Tausch repeatedly saying it, all I was doing was trying to add a fifth spot so I can do Mount Rushmores with more options. There was no political commentary on the program.
They're not Mount Rushmores then. You call them peaks. Like, go look at the Alps and say, let's do the Alps peaks.
There's nobody carved into the Alps. And there's...
You don't know that. Have you been up there? Have you been up to the Alps, the peaks of the Alps? There could be statues of people up on the Alps. There could be 32 statues. And that maybe fits your indecisiveness more than a Mount Rushmore.
As the resident juror, I believe we have evidence beyond reasonable doubt there are not statues carved in the Alps to share five significant...
Who has told you that?
Because no one has said otherwise except for you just now.
No, I asked. I didn't say there is. But you certainly can't tell me there isn't.
If I may. Again,
just wait. Is there reasonable doubt that there are things scratched into the Alps mountaintops?
Would you stop? Just stop.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe.
First of all, again, my apologies to those that found that to be too political. We do not get political on this program. I like being able to put five people. I don't think we should add to the actual Mount Rushmore, but for our purposes, it seemed like an opportunity to get a fifth person on these discussions. Secondly, according to Google's AI, yes, I asked, are there statues in the Alps? The answer is yes, there are statues in the Alps. Shocking. These range from historical monuments to modern art installations. Additionally, many towns and regions within the Alps have monuments and statues dedicated to historical figures, religious figures, and local landmarks. So, no, there are not large faces of
Nobody said that. Nobody
carved
said that.
Into the actual mountains.
I want this juror. He didn't even give me any jurisprudence. I want an apology from juror number whatever.
You're 11.
You just blasphemed me, and you were wrong.
You're telling me that you were having this
conversation
Mount Rushmore adjacent, and you weren't implying...
It's anything about Mount Rushmore adjacent.
Yes, it was. It was entirely
I
the
said
impetus.
Statues are... no. I just give... Jesse, sometimes you can just say, you know what, Tausch, I jumped the gun. I was wrong.
I will not apologize for this one. No.
All right, great.
Just for those curious, the TJ Watt discussion is extensive in the YouTube comments, but we need to get to Evan Cohen.
Do the YouTube comments think there's a chance?
I really wanted to recap the Bucks transactions.
Kevin Porter.
So can we do that briefly?
Go for it. Can you not do both? Say yes, Tausch.
No, I was busy looking up the Alps. Who's carved into the Alps?
We can't even figure out.
No, Jesse said nothing happens in the Alps, so he's a juror.
He
keeps telling me he's a juror, and he's listening to he's reading the evidence. All right,
we'll talk to Evan Cohen, noted NBA expert, about what the Bucks did. We will go through the Bucks' keeps and losses in free agency yesterday. We'll also ask him about TJ Watt. He is going to join us from Unsportsmanlike coming up next. But first, Tausch needs to tell us about American Family Insurance.
Hey, American Family Insurance, a proud partner of Wilde and Tausch. And for almost 100 years, they've been committed to making life better with the right home and auto protection. Also, you're free to enjoy your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com.
Evan Cohen joins us next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
The Milwaukee Brewers, the New York Mets.
Here's Ortiz, launches one out to left. It is deep. Back of the track, gone!
Tonight on 100.5 ESPN.